and the ritual begins. The mist will replace my warm sunlight. And the ritual begins.
Bundles of documents to the press council concerning alleged obstruction of justice through negative media. Notice, these documents certain to cases involving corruption, kingpin commodity trading, sugar importation, and crude palm oil export facilities. The press council has commended an investigation into potential ethical violations, coordinating closely with the AGO to assess the involvement of media figures and legal professionals in disseminating misleading information. The Jakarta and Banten provincial governments inaugurated the Trans-Jabodetabek S61 route, connecting Alam Sutera in South Tangerang to Blok M in South Jakarta. Spanning 59.7 kilometers with 26 stops, the journey takes approximately 95 minutes during peak traffic hours. The service operates 60 times daily with 24 buses, offering a flat fare of 3,500 rupiah to encourage public transportation use and alleviate congestions. And that was the news.
Selamat tinggal, dia malu kali.
service of radio republic indonesia broadcast in my language services english french german dutch spanish arabic mandarin japanese and indonesia voice of indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 33254 hertz and 47.55 kilohertz and by 21 viewer news.id and rfe digital on mobile application we present various programs for you keep on the people the fashion indonesian wonder design let's speak bahasa indonesia indonesian pop and regional songs international music and entertainment as well as news and information about indonesia and abroad voice of indonesia from indonesia to the world
Sebuah sinfoni Thank you.
and sugar. You can add short pies or ice cubes that are written into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of cake fruit or cream sticky rice puppy. For one bowl of ice cream bowl planet, you can only need 35,000 rupees. It's quite affordable, isn't it? Cheese, butter, and rice.
Indonesia. And then I announced my PhD project in 3 years ago. The first thing is that was the atmosphere in an Uncle Musical training taught by participants of the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship Program at Sound Uncle Ujo, West Java. Uncle is a bamboo musical instrument typical of West Java. As well as expressed by Valerie, a participant from the Philippines, the musical instrument is originated from Indonesia's cultural wisdoms, which has been declared by UNESCO as World Cultural Heritage. However, though born of local wisdom, no one can explain when Uncle was first created. A lecturer at the Indonesian Parliament Arts College, Yung Supiono, said,
"Kalau yang namanya musik bambu itu, kalau kita yang bilang sekarang seperti Anglo, kalau di Jawa Barat memang yang lebih ini tuh yang jenis Anglo ya, alatnya diketar ya, bukan tidak tergolong alat terus ya, dipukul ya. Nah itulah, barangkali memang ya kapan mulai dibuat, ya saya sendiri gak tahu itu kapannya. Karena bambu music that we know today is Anglo lah, it is known in West Java. The instrument is played by shaking or striking it, and not by beating or tapping it like percussion. When it was first native, I do not know. What is clear is that we could find it when there were traditional rituals or ceremonies. For example, in Bogor there was Angklung Gubrak, and in Banten, Angklung Sarap. It was all media for traditional ceremonies, which in essence was for tasakuran or thanksgiving to the Lord, or even a repellent of bad spirits. Now, however, it is not to ward off bad spirits anymore, but to repel pests.
Finally, Angklung was used as part of ritual among the people. Then, as time went on, Angklung became a folk entertainment. How could this happen? Then, Angklung Ujo, an Angklung artist from Sound Angklung Ujo, has an explanation.
Awalnya
mana-mana, bukan saya
ngapain. Awalnya itu Angklung yang musik itu. Initially there was no tone, no cylinder, no pedal. Originally Angklung was just rhythmic music. Dreng, gong, dreng, gong, dreng. It was used by Badui tribe as tribute to the goddess Mary Sea during the harvest. Gong, dreng, gong, dreng, gong, dreng, so there was no tune. But then the outside Badui created Dami, Lala, Tiba tunes, who they used as a means to bag. Then Mr. Dine Supina was interested in it. There was a teacher, a music teacher, and a scout instructor. Mr. Dine tried to find out how could this musical instrument be taught in schools. When he saw the beggar, he thought this could be translated into Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, Do. Then he tried to do it and offered to teach this in schools. He was rejected. Why? Because at the time, only rich people could go to school, and they did not want to play beggar music. Finally, he decided to teach it to boys. When he played Angklung so beautifully, the schools then became interested. At last, Angklung went to school. So the one who translated the traditional tunes into Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, Do is Mr. Dine. Why did he do that? Because at the time, schools were in need of musical instruments. That's the main reason. Then, when it became interesting, Angklung then was turned into music for entertainment. Yes, we should know that. What I realized after I had been abroad half of the time, once in history the Dutch colonial troops were terrorized by sharp bamboo spears. Not because they were more deadly than grenades or bullets. No, the sound of these bamboo spears made the people came and work together, helping each other to fight the Dutch. That made the Dutch troops scared. Angklung, as you can see, has made everybody swept away. Everyone was involved and it resulted in harmony. So when I speak about the countries, a lot of people feel close to Indonesia. How do you feel in harmony with Indonesia?
The harmony and familiar feeling with Indonesia has been well perceived by participants of the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship 2012. Hedan from Azerbaijan and George from London. Thanks to the scholarship, they have been given the opportunity to learn the art and culture of Indonesia, especially Angklung music at Sound Angklung Ujo, Bandung. Initially, when they first saw the Angklung music performance, they were so amazed. How could some pieces of bamboo produce such beautiful music, which ultimately has made them feel familiar and love Indonesia?
Namaste, Hedan. Saya berasal dari Azerbaijan. Ya, suka. Saya semakin suka Indonesia. Ini Anir, untuk saya.
My name is Hedan. I come from Azerbaijan. Yes, I love it. I'm getting more and more in love with Indonesia. This is extraordinary for me since this is the first time I see a musical instrument made of bamboo. It is very unique and I really want to learn Angklung. In my opinion, Angklung is not difficult if you really want to learn. I think I can. Yes, I can play Angklung.
She writes a close tape, but they play Angklung beautifully. They have tango and salsa patterns. So my concern is, Angklung can be played at anywhere by any country. You can imagine the Nigerian can play Angklung. The Arabs can as well play in the desert. The Chinese and Japanese, it can be played anywhere. That's what I'm worried about. More people can play better. They're more serious. Well, how about if we are not serious?